Can you comment a little bit on radio frequency ablation and sort of where that fits into your algorithm? Sure.
Given the data that's available to date, while radio frequency ablation does have an important role in the treatment of liver metastases, almost all of the data looks at short-term outcomes, the success of ablating the tumor, follow-up in the first few months or 6 months. There's very little data that tracks outcomes beyond a year. While there haven't been trials that have compared surgery to radiofrequency ablation to clearly define benefits, there are some good retrospective reviews that suggest that patients who have radiofrequency ablation are more likely to have recurrence of their disease within the liver. That likely is because it is harder to define clearly the borders of the ablation. There isn't a good sort of imaging procedure that can be done as ablation is occurring, and therefore it really relies on the expertise of the person doing the ablation and then follow up after the ablation to track for recurrence around the rim of the ablation.
What have you observed in terms of complications of ablation?
The main complications I've seen have been some bile duct injury. That doesn't seem to be real common in somebody who is more experienced with that approach. There have been some bleeding problems. Again, if the person doing the procedure is experienced and does ablate the tract as they withdraw the needle, that risk of bleeding seems to be less. I've not seen a lot of people complaining about long-term pain. There can be some immediate pain after the procedure. But beyond that, it has been a seemingly relatively well-tolerated and safe procedure.